Welcome to Your Ultima Life Podcast, where we help you break free from mediocrity and create a life of purpose, prosperity, and joy. Get your free video series at yourultimatelife.ca.
Hey, welcome, welcome, welcome to Your Ultimate Life. Here we are in the middle of the forest. Yeehaw. And, you know, you can see right there, there's a road. I hope you're watching the video. There's a road and it's a fork, right? It goes two different ways. Now, I used that video on purpose because I thought, you know, we have decisions every day. I was just talking with a client, a coaching client, and we're talking about different things that we cover in our coaching session. And one piece was about a choice that he has to make. There he is at the fork in the road, and the choice is about hiring an agency that's going to optimize, you know, websites and funnels and customer experience stuff and things like that. Lifeblood of any business, it's running online stuff. And so here's the question. He's at the fork, and here's the question for you. What is the criteria at the fork? So today's thing is entitled, Let's Have Some Fun. So I'm going to have some fun with this for a minute, okay? Because in today, in sales in 2024, there's this overwhelming desire to just be impressive, to say all this stuff. Two things. One, how cool I am. Ooh, people talk about how cool they are. Or all the stuff I'm going to do. I'm going to talk to you for a million hours, and I'm going to redo your websites, and I'm going to this and that and the other. And you know what? As buyers, we don't really care. You know, we care about what we're going to get. If you go to the grocery store, it's so easy when you think about food. And you don't need anyone in the aisle to tell you what you're going to get. You look at some milk, and because of your past experience, you know what that is. You're going to put it on cereal. You're going to make waffles with it or hot chocolate or drink it or whatever. Like, you already know what you're going to get. You know, the feeling of milk going down your throat when it's nice and cold or warm or however you use it. You already know that. And so you know what you're going to get. So a grocery store doesn't have to do that. It just sits there with the price and you look at it knowing what you're going to get because you have that experience. Well, when you're trying to create products or services online, unless you're selling something like milk, where people already know what it tastes like, feels like, and what it does for them, it's on us to explain what they're going to get in a way that is just like the milk. So they know what the milk tastes like, or a good sandwich, or whatever it is. And that's what's so missing in today's sales stuff. People are so focused on telling you what they're going to do. This is especially true in the business I'm in, coaching and consulting. You know, we're going to talk about the number of hours, number of calls, number of meetings. That's what we're going to do. What's more important is what the customer is going to get. So I'm going to tell you right now, you know what you're going to get out of this episode today? You're going to get some ideas about how to have fun, what fun is, and why it is so important to create your ultimate life. Now, here's what I can tell you. I've encouraged you, not on every episode, but on many of them, to go to this URL, www.yourultimatelife.ca. Why would you do that? Well, I'll tell you what you're going to get if you go there. You're going to get a document that's a video, actually, 5 master keys to creating your ultimate life. Now, that's what you're going to get. What's inside that is you're going to get understanding, actionable steps, specific instructions about things that you aren't doing now that will make you happy, that will make you more prosperous, that will make your life more joyful. That's where you're going to get more joy, more prosperity, and more purpose in your life. So if you have all the purpose you can stand and all the prosperity you could ever want, and you have all the joy you want, then my master keys aren't going to help you. If, on the other hand, you're not crystal clear on your life purpose and motivated and excited to get up and jump into it every day, and if you're not full of all the prosperity you want and deserve, and if your life isn't totally joyful, then you need to go get that, because that's where it is. Purpose. prosperity and joy is in those master keys. Each key unlocks a treasure chest. So that's an example of explaining what you're going to get. More life purpose, clarity and power, more prosperity, including cash and prosperity in other ways, relationships and everything, and then joy. Joy, happiness, fun, deeper than just happy, but joy. That's there waiting for you. So that's why I encourage you in lots of episodes to go there and get it, because I want you to have that. And I'm making an assumption that that is attractive to you, having those things. All right, so let's talk about what fun is. Well, fun, one definition of fun is getting what you want. I got what I wanted. Oh, that was fun. I talked to a different client today, and he was talking about an adventure that he did over the Memorial Day weekend. I'm recording this in May. You're not going to see it till the middle of June, but it doesn't matter. There was a holiday. He'd just gone on, and he described what they did. They went on to out in the Gulf and out to a sandbar and swimming and fun and, you know, just, and he said, hey, it's one of those memorable fun days that, you know, you're ever going to have, just joyful and fun. Now, I want you to think about that. That fun that he was so effusive over was caused by an activity. They took an activity. No, there were no cares. There was no oppressiveness. No, you know, out of breathness, something's got to happen. There was no fear involved in that. There was sharing company. There were six people, I think, that went on this little trip. And they had a joyful time together. So they shared company. They had no negative pressures on them. They were doing enjoyable activities in the water and in the sun and all that sort of stuff. So that's one example of fun, participating in a joyful, stress-free activity. Second, with people that you like. Well, who wouldn't have fun doing that? That's wonderful. So here's the question. Is it possible to have fun, meaning it's joyful, you're doing stuff with people that you really like, and you're doing fun activities? Is that possible all the time? Or is that only reserved for special holiday weekends where you can go out and play in the ocean or a lake or whatever? That's a really important question, because I used to think that, sort of working for the weekend idea, I used to think that, you know, you work all week at a job that you maybe don't hate but tolerate, and maybe there are parts of it that are interesting, but you're waiting for 5 o'clock or 6 o'clock or whenever you get off. And you're waiting for the weekend or vacation, because then you're going to go do something fun. Let's propose a new thing. Why can't you have fun all the time? Why can't life be fun? Now, if you define fun as only laying in the sun somewhere, then I don't know. Maybe you can't have it all the time. But I don't think that's fun. Fun is a lot of ways. Fun is doing something enjoyable. Well, you can have that all the time, and that's what your ultimate life's about. A life means all of your hours, all of your days, a life from when you get up to when you go to bed, day after day, of purpose, meaning you're about something, but not just about something, you're about something that excites you. Because you can be about something and hate your job and be miserable all the time, and what you're about is, I got to put food on the table, I got to pay rent, I got to have obligations, people are depending on me, so I'm about getting that done, and hate it. So it's not just being about something, it's being about something that drives you, that's good, that's enjoyable, where you know you're adding good to the world. That's having a life purpose. Purpose. Why are you breathing air? What is the purpose of my existence or yours? Do you have yours? Do you know what it is? And you know what? I promise that getting a purpose is a joyful thing. It brings that dance of joy. It's fun. Because when you have a purpose, then you can tie everything you're doing into it, and then there's no such thing as work. It's all fun. What? Yeah. Isn't that cool? So I enjoy that. But I didn't fall up that mountain. That was a long, intentional climb. And the climb was worth it. The climb was enjoyable. Being where I am is enjoyable. And if, because all of this is a mountain without a top, then the climb that's in front of me is still enjoyable. So imagine that. Life every day is fun. Prosperity is the second piece. Purpose, prosperity, and joy. Prosperity is fun, but I'm not just talking about piles of cash to do what you want. I'm talking about prosperity of health, your body, your spirit. You know, they're so tied together. Stress is a huge killer of the body. Believing in yourself or not believing in yourself is a huge energizer or killer of the physical body. The biggest determiner about people recovering from serious illness like cancer or other things is their attitude, more than any meds, more than any treatment. Amazing. Purpose, prosperity, and joy. It's available to you. That's what I call fun. What is fun? Well, it's whatever you say it is, but I invite you to do two things. One, define it clearly, and then adopt a new mindset. It is within your grasp to have fun every day, to have your life, all parts of it, what you today call work, be fun. Now, you can call me crazy. I don't care. It's true. And the only thing arguing with me does for you is it keeps you stuck in unfun. So feel free, argue. But why would you do that? My heart aches and yearns for you to live your life in joy 100% of the time. It's available and it's possible. And that's part of what you get if you go get that stuff at yourultimatelife.ca. All right. So I made a claim during that conversation right there that everything can be fun. So let's explore that a little bit more. Because today, most of us have the idea that there are certain drudgery things that we have to do. And we use that word have to, H-A-F-T-A. I have to this, I have to that. I have to go to work. I have to mow the lawn. I have to clean the toilet. I have to paint the house. I have to make all these sales calls. And we list all these things that we, quote, have to do. And they're things that are in service of our life. Keeping the yard nice is good. Keeping the house clean is good. We don't want bugs in the corners. And, you know, making sales calls is good for money. But here's what I promise you. We'll talk about how this works in a minute. If I go make sales calls because I have to, I'm going to suck at it compared to as if I wanted to or if it was joyful. That's just a fact. You know why? We carry negative energy. If you go out to do the yard work because you have to, you're way more likely to cut corners, do a half-baked job, and even more likely to have an accident, get hurt. Why? Because the energy of have to carries the seeds of resentment. When you say, I'm obligated, I have obligation, and you carry that sort of energy, that's the seeds of resentment, which means I'd rather be doing something else. And you might say, Kellen, how can you not rather be doing something else when you're cleaning cockroaches? Well, we don't live in Arizona anymore, so there's no cockroaches here in Alberta. It's too cold. But cleaning spider webs or dust or something. How can you not rather be doing something else? I'll tell you how. Love what is. Like, you're going to clean the dust or make food or do whatever that is, whether you are pissed off about it, neutral, or excited. Here's what I can promise you, 100% of the time without exception. If you choose to be excited about it, it's more fun. You do a better job. Time passes more quickly. And guess what? You can enjoy housework, yard work. I call all that stuff, quote, housekeeping, right? And even paying bills and all the rest of that stuff, I just call it all housekeeping. We all have a certain amount of it to do, right? Even if it's managing people who do that for us. If you have a yards keeper or a maid or others that, you know, take care of some of that. And I don't now, but I have had that in my life at different times. How I handle those things is a choice. So here is your question. Can everything be fun? I want you to answer that. And if you say no, I want you to answer a second question, which is why not? Who made the rule that yard work can't be fun? Who made the rule that you can't enjoy keeping your house clean or making sales calls? Who made that rule? And the answer is always going to be you did. You did. Now, when we choose to have a grumpy time, no fun, negative energy, around, we'll just pick something business-oriented, sales calls. I talked to so many people who, whether it's social media messaging or following up with connections from a networking event or sending, you know, proposals out or whatever, whatever it is, they have a note or a whole flipping chorus of dread. They put it off, making excuses. They probably don't want to hear from me. Oh, now it's too late. They forgot who I am. And you know the drill. And so you fill your heart with that. And so you made the rule that that's not fun. You made the rule, and here's how you made it. You made up a story. The story is they don't want to talk to me. The story is they won't be a prospect anyway. The story is they've forgotten who I am. The story is they were just faking being nice and they don't really care. Or 100 other versions of that. Oh, I've got so many other things to do, like work on my logo or tweak my sales funnel or other things that don't directly lead to business. And there's certainly nothing wrong with having a decent web property or having a functioning or good sales funnel. But when you use those as excuses not to make direct action, direct, consistent, motivated action, then you are injecting pain in your life. You're choosing to take a tire iron to your life, your happiness, and your joy. Because when you or I procrastinate like that, we know it. We feel bad. Oh, I should be doing that. Oh, I can't really enjoy it. Oh, I got this voice gnawing in my head that says, aren't you tired of that? I got tired of it. And so I thought, all right, choices. I can either quit doing all those activities and then my business suffers or my relationships suffer, or I can learn to enjoy it. I can hate it, I can tolerate it, or I can enjoy it. Now, I hate the middle, tolerate, and I refuse to be negative about anything. So here's what I did. I emptied my calendar, completely empty, nothing. And then I thought, all right, what am I going to put back in my calendar? You know, I have to breathe, I have to eat. And I said, well, I'm only going to put things in there that I choose to enjoy. Now, I'm going to take sales calls for an example, or prospecting calls or something, because that's something I hear a lot about as a coach. That's a problem that's hard that people don't like, and, you know, all that sort of thing. And so then the question came, all right, so I choose to enjoy this. And the next question that jumped up in my face and said, how in the world do you do that? Well, I'll tell you how I did it. I'll tell you how I did it, and it works. It works every day, and it works every time. And here's how. Number one, if I have met this person before, even if it was only once at a networking event, then I remember their face. I think of them. I think of, okay, I remember, if I can, I remember what we talked about and all that stuff. So I remember their face and I make a choice to love them. Now you might think, how do you do that, Kellen? You're whack. You just met them once. Well, people hate people they don't even know. So I can love this person, and by love them, I mean I can feel kindly, unconditional, positive regard. I can believe they're good people. I can believe they're about good things in the world. I can believe they do want to talk, that they'll be excited about a follow-up conversation. I can believe that just as easy as I can believe they're going to be frustrated that I called. So by remembering what I can about them, even if it's only a little, and by making a choice to look at them positively, they're a divine being just like me. They're trying to make a living and add good to the world just like me. They're taking care of themselves and the people they're responsible for just like me. And they probably have the same, you know, they put their pants on one leg at a time and, you know, shower and all the same. So we're the same. We're just people. And you know what? I love you. I care about you. And I define love a particular way. It's a choice to use my physical, spiritual, emotional, mental resources to serve you. So when I think about making a prospecting message or call, I think about I'm using my time. And what I'm using it for is to get to know you. To get to know you. Because I want to. I want to know you more and better. Now that all by itself makes everything fun. Because I'm no longer afraid. The fear disappears. Because here's why it does. That doesn't guarantee that they're going to welcome my call, be positive, and want to talk. They may say, who, what? I don't have time, click. But that's their story. So what that approach does is it sets me up so that no matter what they say, I'm okay. I'm okay. It doesn't matter. If they're having a bad day, or they were faking wanting to talk again, or whatever magic I made up before, it's okay because that's them having a bad day or them making up stuff. I don't need to own that. And by preparing myself with love, with what I remember about them, and in all those positive ways, I never, ever have a negative experience. And that's how I can have fun, set myself up for joy. And that was just about making, you know, prospecting outreaches. It can be the same for mowing the lawn, for talking to Joy, my wife, my angel Joy, but that's always fun anyway, because she's an angel, and how can you not love talking to an angel, right? So that process applies. So the question that I asked to start with is, can everything be fun? The answer is absolutely. And if you don't agree, I ask you, I challenge you, reach out to me and let's have a convo about something you think cannot be made to be fun, cannot be made to be enjoyable, because I don't think so. In fact, I know so. I'd be delighted to talk with you about how that's true. Everything can be fun, enjoyable, positive, growth-oriented, good, yay, yippee, best damn day of my life. Friend of mine, Christopher Doris, uses that. BDDOL, best damn day of my life. OML, sorry. I love that. Why? Because I said so. All right, so that's about having fun. So we talked about what fun is. We talked about the fact that you can make anything fun if you want to. It is only our choice or abdication of choice that makes things grumpy, not fun. The third and last piece that I want to talk about is something I call lightness and effectiveness. Now, you know, if you're going to have a heavy, a hard conversation, if you're going to go need to talk to someone about something, an employee, a partner, you know, it doesn't matter. You're going to go have a conversation and you have an idea in your mind. This is going to be a heavy conversation. Yuck. You have that idea in your mind. What does that do to your energy? Well, it wouldn't be described as fun. It's a weight. It's hard. And why does that conversation, whatever it is, seem heavy? 100% of the time, it's because of what you believe about the conversation. Now, the conversation hasn't happened yet. All right, let's say you're going to go have a hard conversation with a business partner about, you know, changing the relationship or ending it or challenging something that's happened, right? And you're thinking, here's the thing, you have this idea, I'm going to broach this and all hell's going to break loose. It's going to hit the fan. They're going to be angry. They're going to accuse me of this. All of that is a story that you're telling yourself because the conversation hasn't happened yet. You have no idea what's actually going to happen. Even if you've had conversations like it before and you say, well, it's going to be the same as all those, that's not true. It's never true. It's only true if you allow it to be true. So heaviness is a state of mind. Now, that state of mind can show up in your stomach or your shoulders or your heart. Your throat can get tight, all those things. They only do that when you believe there is a problem. The conversation didn't happen yet. It is your belief that creates that heaviness. So the obvious next step is, if my belief creates the heaviness, then I can create lightness. I have the ability, just like I created heavy, to create light. So a good question is, what else could happen here? Or last time we had a difficult conversation, it went like this. I said this and it escalated and these things happened. I wonder what else is possible. I wonder what I could do to say, you know, I'd like us to talk about this thing. Last time we chatted about it, it was a little difficult. I'd like to see if we can figure out a way to talk about this. It's kind of important, I think. Do you think it's important? Yes or no? And that depends on the track you go. Again, fork in the road. like there is in the picture behind me, but I'd like to find a way that we can just chat about this and see if we can do better than we did last time. Acknowledging that last time wasn't very effective. But just by saying that and saying, I'd like to come to a meeting of the minds and see what we can do, you can introduce an element of lightness. And I can already hear the shouts, yeah, but you don't know so-and-so. I don't need to know so-and-so. You control your presence in every activity, every conversation. You control how you show up. Instead of reacting negatively, if someone piles on and says something about you, you can say, wow, I didn't realize you were having such negative feelings. I don't really enjoy that between us. I'm up for figuring out how to solve that. Are you up for that? That kind of energy is completely different. It's non-escalatory. Ooh, big long word. It doesn't make things worse. It's an invitation. And you know what? It doesn't matter whether they accept the invitation or not. They can say, screw you, you eat rocks and die. You're a dog. And you can walk away with that from that conversation with a smile, with a light heart, and know that you did what you could do to initiate a positive conversation. You could then say, you know, all right, I can see this is not a good time. We still need to work this out. So when do you think would be a better time for us to... I know this is a difficult topic, but when can we do this? Because just letting it sit there doesn't really work. I don't think. Does it? Do you think it works? And the minute you can get any agreement about anything, then that's a positive piece moving forward. So here's what I want to say. Lightness and effectiveness are related. Lightness is something you bring into the activity. So we just finished with everything is fun, if you want it to be. Lightness is something you bring, and no one can take your lightness away. No one can force you to be angry, frustrated, heavy, negative, withdrawn, or anything else. That's on me or it's on you. So if you bring lightness, then that's who you are in the conversation or in the activity. The second piece that's tied to it is effectiveness. There's not just one, but many studies that are done that simply show that people who approach any problematic situation optimistically solve problems better and faster and more permanently than those who approach negatively. It's not hard to understand why. Now, what is positive versus negative? A positive person looks at a problem and says, there's got to be a solution. Let's find it. A negative person looks at the same problem and says, there's no way we can do this. That's it. And sometimes we say glass half full, empty, that kind of thing. But the point is, there's got to be a way versus there's no way we can do this. The there's got to be a way side wins every time. Do you know why? Because that energy, even in our bodies and our brains, creates creativity. Ooh, creates creativity. It fosters creativity. It helps us see things we couldn't see otherwise. When we get negative, there's no way, we actually become more stupid. We become more blind. We become less willing to negotiate. We become less creative and able to see solutions. So taking that heaviness into a situation stunts, blunts, and dampens our creativity. It lowers our effectiveness and our ability to create good stuff. So let's go back to the beginning. I said, let's have some fun. I hope this has been fun for you. I hope it's been eye-opening. I live fun every day. I have fun every single day of my life, 100%. Why? Because I said so. Because I choose to make housekeeping fun, however it is. All of my business activities are fun. Making this podcast for you is fun. The clients I talk to today are fun. The stuff I have left to do this afternoon is fun. I choose to enjoy it. And anything that's not fun is not on my calendar. I have no obligations because I choose to lean in to everything I do fully. So I've transferred or transformed a lot of things that used to be obligations into commitments that I lean into joyfully. Making a choice to be optimistic, to bring lightness to any situation, however difficult, is powerful. It's not just some little trick. It's powerful. It unleashes empathy, creativity, focus. It brings forward better problem solving. And do you know what all those things do? They make it possible, available, and within your grasp to create that life of purpose, prosperity, and joy, to create your ultimate life. Why? Open your
heart and this time around. Thank you for listening to today's episode. We hope that you take it deeply into your heart and decide for yourself how you can create anything you desire. If you like what you heard, please subscribe to this podcast and share it with your friends. As always, we'd love to hear your feedback and topic suggestions. Until tomorrow, this is Your Ultimate Life with host Kellen Flukiger.